Okay, before I start the shmooz, I just want to give an introduction that being that on our Tuesday shmooz, so I was accused of saying over Chidush Aleph, not on purpose. So yeah, the shmooz are here ready. So this shmooz, I don't believe anyone ever said it before. This is a new shmooz since Har Sinai, right? Which means as follows, because no one ever had this sefer before. This is based on an interesting sefer. The yeshiva just acquired this about a year ago. It's good for the guys to know. That's why I'm mentioning it, because guys have to know Svarim. I see it's been around 10 years, but we just bought it a year ago. That there's a new set of Mikros Gedotos, which has Rashi, and all the Meforshim on Rashi, many of which I never heard of, including the Sefer Be'er HaSadeh, who I'm assuming is written by a very Toshvei Gadol, especially says it's beautiful shmooz, but I never saw the Sefer before. So it's a very nice set. It has Rashi, and then it has all the Meforshim Rashi. It has the Mizrahi, who's a Rishon, the Gur Aryeh, which is Marami Prague, and then it has around another 5 or 6 other later achronim. Since I don't think anyone ever read this Be'er HaSadeh before, probably the first person in a few hundred years that ever read the Sefer. So this is a shmooz that I don't think you'll find in any other Sefer. Okay, anyway, this introduction. The Marmokom is, the shmooz is relatively simple. And the Marmokom also is not that complicated, but the reading is complicated. So let me maybe just say over to Marmokom outside, and then maybe we'll read it inside, just to be yotzei the reading. There's a pasuk. The pasuk says you're not supposed to have nus with arayas, and including in the arayas, it mentions your sister. And you know, it says either bas aviv o bas imo, a Jew is usur from his sister, even if it's a sister just from one side, either from the mother or from the father. And then it says chesed hu. So it's very strange. What's the word chesed hu? So there happens to be a shmuz in the Chidush Aleph, and I think the Ramban Pshan in chesed hu, I don't remember. But Rashi brings a Gemara, that the Pasuk is, it's a Gemara in Sanhedrin, or a Medrash, Rashi says, that the Pasuk is saying like this, you're telling me that it's to marry a sister. So how did Kayin marry a sister, right? Because there was obviously, who did Kayin marry? Adam and Chava were the only people created. Because Baruch Hu created Adam and Chava. Then there was Kayin with her child. Now Kayin had to marry someone. So it has to be that Adam and Chava gave birth also to a girl. Together with Kayin, together with Hevel, later, whatever. But whoever it was Kayin's sister. So the question is, you're telling me that there's an Isser to marry your sister. So how did Kayin marry a sister? Terence is Chesedu. Hashem made a special heter that he made it mutter. I assume it means not just that he said it's mutter, but he mystically made it mutter, meaning the mystical component about a sister that makes it usher for you to marry a sister. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a nace that Kayin's sister did not have that mystical component, and therefore didn't one of the Isser. But whatever it is, that's what Rashi, if you look at the Rashi. Rashi says in Midrasho, Im tomar Kayin nosachoiso. How could the Pasuk here say it's also to marry your sister? Aye, we know Kayin married his sister. Terence said, Chesed osa mokom nivnos oilamo mimenu. In order for that the world should be Kayin, because otherwise it couldn't have been a world. So in order for them to bring the world, so Hashem made a special chesed that Kayin could marry his sister. Okay. To make life easy, I didn't bring all the Marmikaimis, so the Rav Eliyahu Mizrahi, which is Reish Aleph Men, that's his abbreviation, that's the Ram, who's a Rishon, who has a Perish on Rashi. So we ask the Kasha. That means that the only reason why Kayin was allowed to marry his sister is because it was needed, it was a chesed. And why was HaKadosh Baruch Hu matir a chesed? So that the world should be created. If Hashem had to be matir, a special heter, for this, and their motivation was for the sake of the world. Mashma, that otherwise it'd be usher. So hi, we find other people that married sisters, and it wasn't, there was no special heter, and it wasn't for the sake of the world. What are the cases? We find that, that the Shvatim married their sisters, according to one medrash, because it says that each Shevet was born with a twin girl, and the different the Shvatim married them. We find that Amram married, it was a relative, Daldaso, Nyako married two sisters. So how do we find, if you're asking a question, how were they allowed, how was Cain allowed to marry a sister? So what about all these questions that people seemingly married people that they shouldn't marry? That's the Rav Yoav Mizrachi's question. So many, many, many Achronim jump on the Rav Yoav Mizrachi, and they say that his question makes no sense, because the Gemara really asks this question, and the Gemara answers it. The Gemara says that there's in the Gemara, there's a Machlokes Tanoim, whether a goy is allowed to marry his sister. There's Rabbi Akiva holds a goy can marry a sister. Only a Jew has an issur to marry a sister. Rabbi Ezer holds that a goy is not allowed to marry his sister from his mother, but he is allowed to marry a sister from your father. So everybody agrees that a goy can marry a sister from your father. It's only a shy that the goy can marry a sister from your mother. So he says that in other words, Rabbi Akiva holds a goy can marry all sisters from both sides, even if it's a mother and the father. Rabbi Ozer says that you cannot marry a sister from the mother. So he says that all these cases, they weren't necessarily sisters from the mother. The Shvatim married their sister. They didn't have to be from the same mother, because Yaakov had four wives. So it could be Reuben married a twin that was born to Leah, but to a different one. So even though it was his sister, it was only his sister from his father, but not from his mother. And the Gemara says that. Gemara basically says, even Rachel and Leah were only sisters from their father, from Lavan, but they weren't sisters from the mother. So since by a goy there's no yichus by the father, so therefore, or the Gemara really answers all the questions. So here the Rav Yoav Mizrachi is asking that, how are all these cases mutter? How was Yaakov allowed to marry two sisters? How did the Shvatim marry their sisters? There's no kasha, because they were goyim, and a goy is allowed to marry a sister from the father, as long as not a sister from the mother. It's only Cain that's fair, because Cain married a sister from the father and the mother, right? Because Cain, the sister, there's only one man and one woman, Adam and Chava. So Cain's sister was a sister from the mother and the father, according to Rabbi Elazar, which is how we paskin that saucer. Because according to Rabbi Akiva, it would have been mutter. So the simple shot is the Gemara's kasha. How did Cain marry a sister? Obviously, the Gemara is not asking according to Rabbi Akiva, because according to Rabbi Akiva, a goy is allowed to marry a sister. But the Gemara was only asking according to Rabbi Ozer, but even Rabbi Ozer, who holds that a sister is Ozer, is only Ozer if it's from the mother. So in all the Rabbi Yom Mizrachi's cases, it could be a sister from the father and not from the mother. So basically, a whole slew of Achronim say that this, the Rabbi Yom Mizrachi's question was a mistake. He forgot the Gemara. He forgot that he himself wrote this in Vayigash. Okay. So comes along the Sefer Bir HaSada, and he says, Chas v'shalom, how could Rabbi Yom Mizrachi, his Arishan, forgot the Gemara, forgot it what he wrote? So he says a beautiful pshat. It sounds good. He says that when the Gemara asks the Kasha, the Gemara says, this our Grashi is saying that the Pasuk is saying, I have a Kasha. You just told me that it's us to marry a sister. How did Cain marry a sister? So everyone there in chat that the Gemara is, the question is, according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that a goy is not allowed to marry a sister if it's both mother and father. He says, no, it's muchluch. He brings a raya because of the pasuk, whatever, that the drasha is going according to Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva holds you're allowed to marry a sister. Even if it's both from the goy, he's allowed to marry a sister, even if it's both from the mother and from the father. So what's the kasha? The kasha is, enoch inami, a goy's mutter to marry a sister from the mother and father, but it's not nice. It's nishain. Fourth, the maaser, HaKadosh Baruch Hu answered it for a Jew. So that means that there's something not nice to me. So how good Kayin, who was a tzaddik, who's a Kayin, is, I don't know, tzaddik, but he's yitzir, you know, how did HaKadosh Baruch Hu allow? I'm going to say, you know, I don't exactly a tzaddik, but he was a yitzir, he was created, you know, from Dodem Arishan, with what they knew they had in the Nevuah, then how would he done as this Madrega, yitzir, kap of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so to speak. So how did the Tashem allow Kayin to go ahead, and how did Kayin himself go ahead? There's, you know, the one thing, he went ahead, maybe he killed Hevel, that was special, but it's like, how did he go ahead and marry his sister? Granted, it's mutter, because we're in Rabbi Akiva Shita, that a goy can marry his sister, but it's not nice, it's not shame. Because how can you do something which the Torah later will answer for Klal Yisrael? Which shows that it's intrinsically not so nice. And for the Gemara, you're right, he really wouldn't have, except it was a special heter he got from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chesedu. Then comes along Rav Yehiel Mizrachi and says, if that's the case, so I have the same kasha on Amram and the Shvatim and on Yaakov, because granted, the Gemara says that their heter was that they were sisters from the mother, father and not from the mother, and a goy is only usher from the father and when it's from the mother, and therefore they weren't halachically sisters as far as a goy. But the same question, but Yaakov should have been, it's still not his shame, because for a Jew it's usher. A Jew's usher to marry a sister, bein mina el, bein mina ein. A Jew's not allowed to marry two sisters no matter how they're related. So avada, the rather of a Yom Mizrachi knows that Yaakov, Rachel and Leah were sisters from the mother, from the father and not from the mother. And he knows that the Shvatim married sisters from the father and not from the mother. And that's why there was no Issa Dereis of a goy. But what about this Gemara saying that it's not Shane? So then we should have the same problem on the Shvatim and on Yaakov, etc. That's basically the Marimakov. Okay, it took me a little longer than I thought. Maybe we won't read it inside. But that's the Marimakom. That's basically the Marimakom till the end of the big line. Then in the small print, in the second paragraph, he goes into proving, and as it comes out that Rabbi Yom Mizrachi's whole kasha is because he learned Shana and the Medrash is going in Rabbi Akiva that a goy can marry a sister, even if it's from both parents. And the kasha was only, how did Kayin marry a sister? It's not shame. So who told Rabbi Yom Mizrachi to learn Rashi that way? Maybe the kasha, the Rashi was going in the Mandomer that his sister from both parents is Aser. And they never said this for him, not shame. So in the second paragraph, he explains how Rashi knows that's found the Medrash. Okay, that's more, a little bit more complicated. Okay, anyway, so what comes out? So basically, it comes out like this. That according to the Bera Sada, according, he says, Pshat and the Chazal of Akasha. How did Kayin go ahead and marry his sister? Granted, we're going like Rabbi Akiva, that his sister, Goy, is allowed to marry his sister, even from both parents, but it's not nice, it's not shame, because he says, how could I go ahead and... Here he says, and if you look, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 lines from the bottom of the large lines. The Kivin that Torah see the Lasher as a Chayso, since in the future the Torah is going to ask her sister, Eich Inia Kayin. I know that abbreviation, Shehu. We'll change it to Shehu Yitzir Kapov Sheyitzas Yisrael. I looked in an abbreviation book; they didn't have it, so I don't know what it is. Then, how did Kayin, who is the Yitzir Kapov of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, How was he able to marry his sister? Even though a sister from both parents, according to Rabbi Akiva's mutter, to Rabbi Noach, Medina, Alibet Rabbi Akiva, Mikovakom Gnayulo, it's not nice, it's a Gnay, Vikachafoisa Shasida Torah de Yasser, to marry someone that eventually the Torah will Yasser. Okay. And therefore, the Rabbi Yom Mizrachi has the same kasha on Yaakov that he married two sisters, Amram that he married Yocheved, and the Shvatim that they married their sisters. So you see here, I would say, two or three very, very beautiful chidushim. To start with the, we'll go up. The first chidush you see, which is beferish, it's not even a shmuz, it's beferish, is that there's such a thing as something which is halachically mutter, but it's not right to do. But he says it beferish, it's not even a shmuz, it's beferish. He says that halachically, Rabbi Akiva holds that it's mutter to marry, a goy to marry a sister. But it still would have been wrong for Cain to do so. It would have been wrong for Yaakov to do so, marry two sisters. You know, halachically they were mutter. Been wrong for Moshe to marry Yocheved. Right? So you see a concept which the Bavli Musar talk a great deal about, that not everything is written black and white in the Torah. There's such a thing, but they call it the fifth Shulchan Aruch. They call it the nishain, it's not nice. Certain things, he says, gnayulo. Certain things, it's not nice. Ben Taira doesn't do that, right? It's only because you're Yitzir Kapil of Shabbat. You know, it's not nice. Yitzir Kapil of Shabbat, Baruch Hu, Kayan, you should do that. Not nice. So there is the first Chiddush, which says Beferish. It's not even, I don't even count this as a shmooz, is he says that there are certain things that the svara of not nice, skinai, come in, even though it's fakir, it says beferish in the Torah is mutter, not nice. Okay. The second shmuz is one of the Rosh Hashiva's very, very major hashgafas. Okay, it's not nice. So you tell Kayan, really it's mutter, it's not nice, you shouldn't do it. Okay, so what do you suggest? I don't get married. What's going to happen to the world? If Cain doesn't get married, there ain't no world. There's no children. You know, that's it. That's the end of mankind. Because Baruch Hu created Adam and Chava, that's it. And now, it's on me to keep the world going. Right? You're going to say, and I have someone I can marry. I have a perfect shidduch, my sister. It's all ready to go. No, it's not nice. Okay, yeah, but listen, I understand you have to think about what's not nice, but that's taken into consideration that it's also not nice to end the world. You know, doesn't that go into also what's not nice? So the Rosh Hashiva used to have this hashkafa. He was Eish Lahava. I wrote it in Chiddush Leah about 50 times that no, saving the world does not go into your cheshbon, because that's not your cheshbon. Because if Hashem wants to save the world, Hashem will save the world. And if you worry, he'll create another Adam Rishon. Don't worry. That's not your job. Your job is to do the halacha, not to worry about saving the world. Right? We mentioned this when we were learning Musar on Monday. One of the most common shaitas that used to come to the Rosh Hashiva is a guy went ahead and he's a Rebbe out of town, and he spent years trying to makariv a family, and he succeeded in makariv them, and the boy's gonna graduating elementary school, and he convinced the parents to send him out of town to yeshiva, and the boy's gonna become frum, and the whole family's becoming frum, and then they invite him, this Rebbe, to the bar mitzvah and the conservative shul. And if it's not mutter to go, if you don't go, basically, then that's it. Then you're a kanoi. Then they're not going to send the kid to yeshiva. Then the kid's never going to be frum, and the parents won't be frum, and the 5 years of work will go down the drain. And I'm not passing that shade, but that was the type of shaitas Rishiva used to always get. And the Rishiva basically used to determine, is it halachically mutter or not? I'm not passing. But if it's usher, it's usher. And you can't go to Gezer Shul. Aye, but what's going to be this family, this kid will never be from. I can't, I don't go, I'm not going to dive in here. He's going to walk in and give a mazel tov. Can't walk in. But then they're not going to be go send him to you. They tell me beferish. If I don't go, they're not sending him to the yeshiva. Okay? So they won't send him. It's not your cheshbon, right? The yeshiva was, now I don't want to pass in that case because, you have to ask a shaita in every case, but these shaitas came up all the time where it would have tremendous hashpah on people. And the yeshiva says always, you have to do what the halacha. We don't look at the ramifications. We look at the maisa. Is this mutter or is it not mutter? If it's mutter, even if you do it. If it's not mutter, you don't do it. The whole world will collapse. It's not your problem. It's not your problem. Hashem will save the world. So here, it's a perfect example. The whole world, literally, here is mamish, literally, the whole world is going to come out biderech hateva to an end. If Cain doesn't marry his sister, that's it. That's the end of humanity. That doesn't come into the cheshbon. Cain, you have to do what's right. It's not nice. Cain, you're a Ben Torah. You're Yitzir Kapov. You're not like any old guy. You're already, you're Yitzir Kapov. You're close to Shabrias Adam. You're not Yitzir Kapov himself. Adam was, but you're the son of Adam. Cain, you should marry a sister. Skinai, that's not such a nice thing to do. Well, it's mutter. Yeah, you're right, it's mutter. But and that's the only criteria. We don't take into consideration the world. That's chiddush number one. Chiddush number two, or three, whatever you want to count it, is we said before that there's a concept of nishein. So you see that you're not supposed to do things that aren't nice, that are genai. But what here, the Ba'al Musar are full of that. But they say it all the time about how you're not supposed to do things that aren't nice. But here you get a tzir of the extent. Because Cain, this isn't nice, what do we expect? We expect Cain to give up not to get married. We expect him to give up being married, having a family. But even a better tzir, you take Yaakov. According to the Ravel Mizrahi, the kasha is, if that's the case, Yaakov shouldn't have married Rachel. I mean, Yaakov shouldn't marry Rachel. You know who Rachel was? Rachel was all the ruchnias. Why do you think Yaakov wanted to marry Rachel? When Lavan goes ahead and tells Yaakov, he tricks him and he gives it to Leah, and then he says, okay, you want to let Rachel 7 more years of hard labor. Okay, for Rachel, 7 years of hard labor is worth it because Yaakov understood, it's not taiva, it's ruchnias. Rachel was the tzadekas. Rachel was the imais. Rachel was the mother of Yosef and Binyamin, right? This is shiftei kah. So Yaakov understands that marrying Rachel is your shlemis and ruchnias. And he's ready to work 7 hard years that without stopping, right? The pasuk says he didn't sleep, he didn't eat, he worked. It says here that he ate, if you look in the Unkas, it says he ate glida. He ate karach. He ate frost, but Pasuk literally says ice cream. But he worked hard, So for 7 years, he's working for Leah, he's suffering for Rachel. And so that he's ready to do. He's ready to work 7 years, day and night for Rachel. Why? Because it's worth it. It's worth it. It's a ruchnias. It's a shiftei kah. Oh, but to do something that's not shein, no, that I can't do. That's a kasha. That's the Rav Yom Mizrahi's kasha. How could Yaakov marry Rachel and Leah? He's already married Leah. Okay, it was a mistake. He didn't mean to marry Leah, but he got stuck. He married Leah. So now, you shan't marry Rachel. You can't marry 2 sisters. But it's mutter. They're sisters from the mother and from the mother and not from the father. They're sisters from the father and not the mother. So it's mutter. Yeah, it's mutter, but it's not nice. Not nice. But what about all my ruchnias? What about, what about Yosef and Binyamin? Yosef is all the geula comes from Yosef, Mashiach ben Yosef. What's going to be? Sorry, you got to give it all up. Right? So it's an incredible to hear. how much a person has to give up for the sake of not doing things that are not shein. It's a tremendous mussar haskel, the maisa. In other words, we have so often, we have things, you know, without going examples, the things that, you know, we know it's not really so nice. You really shouldn't be dressing this way. You shouldn't be walking around this way. You shouldn't be hanging out in this place. It's not shein for our ben Torah should be dressed and like that. You know, if you're supposed to walk in the dorm like that, you shouldn't be in this place, you shouldn't be associated with these people. But I'm not doing anything wrong, it's mutter. Where does it say it's asur? Well, it doesn't really say it's asur, it's just, Ben Yitai Shiva shouldn't be doing that. It's not nice, it doesn't look nice. Okay, so if it's convenient, I hear, if it's convenient and it don't look nice, I'm not going to do it. But if it's not convenient, and if it's mutter, what, I shouldn't do it. Here, we're asking Cain never to get married, never to have children. We're asking Yaakov, which I think is the biggest fear, to give up marrying Rachel, which is the woman, the one that he, you know, the tremendous Ava, which I think was Ava based on the Ruchniyas Ban. He's going to give up his Yosef, to give up his Binyamin, to give up the Shiftei Ka, because it's not shame. So you see a tremendous fear. That halacha lemaisa, I think we do hold this way, that something that's not shein is no less chamor, and it's maybe even more chamor than the, and something which is usur. I'm not sure if we're for a mitzvah essay, if you're mechuyev to give up all this, I don't know. But for something that's not shein, they were mechuyev to give up. Now there's a mitzvah essay, you're mechuyev to give up. What, a fifth of your money? I forgot. But this is more than a fifth of your money. For Yaakov not to marry Rachel is much more than a fifth of his money. And he was mechuyev to give that up. It's a kasha. How did he do it? You're mechuyev not to, it's like doing an aveira. It's no less chamor, it seems, than doing aveira. Because a person is not allowed to do things that are not nice. Even though there's no Isser, it says Beferish in the Torah, it's Mutter. Rabbi Akiva says Beferish is Mutter. If it's not the sister from the father and the brother, mother and father, it's Mutter. According to Rabbi Akiva, even if it's from both, if it's both, it's Mutter. If it's a guy. And for sure, if it's only from one parent, if it's from the mother, father, not the mother, it's Mutter according to everyone. So by Yaakov, it was for sure Mutter according to everyone. And Cain was mutter according to Rabbi Akiva. But still, they were mechuyev to give up because there's a din in a hashkafa that we're very makbid on, that a person is not just keeping the mitzvahs. It's like the famous Ramban in this week's Parsha, a menuvah b'rashus ha-Torah. It's not just a person that can't just yaitzi by keeping the mitzvahs. Something which is not, which is genai, which is not nice. It's not proper, and it maybe it's only a genai because you're Yitzir Kap of Shalkosh Baruch Hu. It's only a genai because of who you are. But still, that's something, if a maisa, that's who you are, and it's a genai, then you have to be tremendous Mesiris Nefesh not to do something which is a genai.